Hear these words from the Gospel of John, chapter 12. The next day, the great crowd that had come to the festival heard that Jesus was coming to Jerusalem. So they took branches of palm trees and went out to meet him, shouting, "Hosanna! Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord, the King of Israel." Jesus found a donkey and sat on it, as it is written, "Do not be afraid, daughter of Zion. Look, your king is coming, sitting on a donkey's colt." Wave high your palm branches. The Lord of life approaches. Joy. Even the beast of burden on which he rides seems to be royal. Hosanna, Hosanna. You may be seated. Now let us go to our time of prayer. Let's pray together. Son of David, you entered Jerusalem with a triumphal procession that left you alone and in humiliation on the cross. We thank you and praise you for your selfless sacrifice, for the redemption of creation. And we pray, Lord, for those who offer their lives in Christ-like service around the world. Particularly this morning, Lord, we pray for the church in Egypt and those Coptic Christians who, while worshiping you in a very similar way to what we do now, were attacked. We pray, Lord, that you would be an agent of comfort and an agent of peace, and that through their witness you would bring many to faith in Christ. We pray, Lord, for your work as it continues in this community. May you bless us in this work. We lift to you, Lord, those for the sacrificial love, those who serve in your name. We praise you for our redemption. The cries of Hosanna, Lord, soon turn to crucify him. Today, too, there are those who refuse to recognize you as king. The effects of sin continue to be felt in all life, so we pray for creation, our created world that you have given us to care for. We pray for the nations of the world and for our nation and its leaders. We pray for this community and those who are in authority, for the church universal and its work on your behalf, for this local church and its ministries to our neighbors and our community. We pray for all those here who have particular needs. With the angels and all of creation, we look forward to the day when we will join in declaring, Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord. And so now we join in praying the prayer that your Son Jesus has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Well, at this time, I'm going to ask the ushers to come forward and collect this morning's offering. As we do that, let's pray and dedicate this offering to the Lord. Lord, we do indeed trust you. We thank you for all that you've given us. Your blessings are so many. And so now we take just a moment. We offer this offering to you as a representative of all that we have and all that we are, which is offered in surrender to your service. May you bless it and us for your service. It's in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, that we pray. Amen.
Good morning. Just a quick announcement. I ask that any sort of applause hold until the end, because some of the movements are very lively, and it sort of feels like you should. I mean, I sometimes have clapped after while we've been rehearsing. But so anyway, yeah, after Worthy is the Lamb, the eighth one, yes, then we can clap. Okay, thank you. Hope you enjoy.
She had suffered for 12 years and had spent all she had searching for a cure. Then one day, in an act of faith, this woman from Galilee quietly reached out to touch the hem of Christ's robe. She was instantly healed. The robe was just a piece of cloth, yet when Christ was present, there flowed a great healing power. As we gather here today, this could be just another choral presentation, but we pray that the Spirit of Christ will live in our words and music as we invite you to come. Come encounter the presence and power of Christ. Come, touch the robe.
And I touched his robe. I simply touched the hem of his robe.
Lord, who will come to touch me? Who will come to be set free? Who wants to be?
power flowed through me. I touched the hem. Oh, Lord, I come.
Through the robe, she experienced Christ's compassion and healing. Later, on a mountain, the robe reflected his holiness and power. Jesus took three of his disciples up the mountain and was transfigured before them. His face shone like the sun, and his clothes became white as the light. Moses and Elijah appeared with him, and a voice came from a cloud, saying, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Listen to him." Certainly, this was a powerful encounter for the disciples. His shining robe and the voice from the cloud burned into their memories. Though they would face many difficult days, these memories would give them tremendous confidence as they preached the Lordship and Gospel of Christ.
The glory and authority of Christ were dramatically revealed on the mountain. Later, when Jesus and his disciples entered Jerusalem, The cloaks of the people were used to proclaim his glory. A large crowd spread their cloaks and palm branches on the road. They formed a procession and shouted, "Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, Hosanna in the highest." The whole city was stirring and asked, "Who is the man?" The crowd answered, "This is Jesus, the prophet from Nazareth." Many were wondering if this could really be their new king. Others had already witnessed Christ's power and shouted, "Blessed is the King of Israel."
Soon afterward, Jesus and his disciples gathered in an upper room to share the Passover meal. After witnessing the events of the week, the disciples were now certain Jesus would be their new king. What happened next left them wondering what kind of king he would be. After the Passover meal, he rose and laid aside his garments. Then he poured water into a basin and began to wash the feet of the disciples. Jesus removed his robe to take on the form of a servant. His clothes had conveyed healing and had reflected heaven's glory. But now, his robe was laid aside to teach the disciples an enduring lesson of humility. In Philippians, we read that Jesus took upon himself the form of a servant. He humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the excruciating death of the cross. He demonstrated this obedience unto death through his arrest, his trial, and his crucifixion. After he was tried, soldiers mocked him and stripped him of his garment, replacing it with a purple robe. They put a crown of thorns on his head and nailed him as king. But through every step of the way, it was clear he had become the king of suffering.
At the foot of the cross, soldiers cast lots to see who would take Jesus' robe. As Christ died, the winner held the empty robe in his hand. To the sick woman, it had conveyed healing power. For the disciples on the mountain, it had reflected heaven's glory. But now that Jesus was gone, it was just a piece of cloth. The soldiers hadn't planned to be touched by their encounter with Christ, but at least one of them was changed by what they saw that day. At the moment of Christ's death, he exclaimed, "Surely this was the Son of God."
Jesus' body was laid in a borrowed tomb. The stone was rolled into place. The grave was sealed as his body lay silently wrapped in the shroud of death. But the Bible promises that death has lost its power. O death, where is your sting? O grave, where is your victory? The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Come and touch his linen shroud, not to mourn the tragedy of death, but to remember that these grave clothes will soon lay empty, left behind on the floor of the tomb.
Today, we have encountered Christ through the stories of his last days on earth. We have touched his robe of healing. We have seen his shining robe of glory. We have been challenged by his humble clothes of servanthood. We have remembered his purple robe of suffering and felt the linen of his shroud. But we look forward to the day when we will truly see Christ, clothed in the full righteousness and power of heaven. The book of Revelation tells us that one day we will wear the shining robes of the saints and join all heaven to proclaim the marvelous glory of the Lamb.
Thank you to Madeline and all of our choir members and narrators and all who participated in helping to make this cantata possible. I know they've put a lot of hard work and effort into their preparation for it, and I hope that you were all blessed by this day. As we depart this morning, it is on Palm Sunday that we are joyous and celebrating and waving those palm fronds, and yet even as the cantata took us through those movements in the life of Jesus, we're reminded that in this week ahead of us, this Holy Week, there is betrayal and torture and a crucifixion that await Jesus. And we'll return on Easter and we'll proclaim that the tomb is empty. But as you journey through this week, we hope that you'll join us in the opportunities to worship here. But if not, take a moment to read through those gospel stories of the passion of Jesus, knowing what he endured for each of us and the power of the hope that we have because of Easter. As we go forth this day, may the blessings of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit be with you now and always. Amen.